Texts 3, 5. We do 4 yesterday. 5. Brahmadayo Lokanata Swanathaya Samadritaha Sanuga Balimajaru Sangshiptatma Vibhutaye. Lord Brahma and all the predominating deities of the various planetary systems began to worship Lord Vamanadeva, their supreme master, who had reduced himself from his all-pervading form to his original form. They collected all the ingredients and paraphernalia for his worship. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Vamanadeva first expanded himself to the universal form and then reduced himself to the original Vamana Rupa. Thus he acted exactly like Lord Krishna, who at the request of Arjuna first showed his universal form and later resumed his original form as Krishna. The Lord can assume any form he likes, but his original form is that of Krishna. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. According to the capacity of the devotee, the Lord assumes various forms so that the devotee can handle him. This is his cause, his mercy. When Lord Vamanadeva resumed his original form, Lord Brahma and his associates collected various paraphernalia for worship with which to please him. Texts 6, 7, and 8. Toyai samarha naista sragvir divya gandanu lepanai dupair deepai sarabi vir lajakshata fang phalankurai stavanaya jaya sabdaischa tadvirya mahiman kitai nritya vaditra gitaischa Shankha Dundubini Swanai. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. They worship the Lord by offering fragrant flowers, water, padya, argya, sandalwood pulp, and aguru pulp, incense, lambs, fused rice, unbroken grains, fruits, roots, and sprouts. While so doing, they offered prayers indicating the glorious activities of the Lord and shouted, Jaya! Jaya!
Jaya!
Jaya!
Jaya!
Jaya!
Jaya!
Jaya!
Jaya!
Jaya!
Jaya!
They also danced, played instruments, sang, sounded conch shells, and beat kettle drums, in this way worshipping the Lord. Jambavan Riksharajastu Beri sabdharmano java vijayam dikshu sarvasu mahotsavam agoshayat. Jambavan, king of the bears, also joined in the ceremony. Sounding his bugle in all directions, he declared a great festival for Lord Vamanadeva's victory. Okay, after that it goes into what the demons thought about it. That's another subject. So, this ends the Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th canto, 21st chapter, text 5, 6, 7, and 8. Translation purports by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, in the matter of Bali Maharaj arrested by the Lord. Spoken today, that today is what? 16th of June, 2008, which is also the 522nd year of our beloved Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yesterday, Brahma washed the lotus feet of the Lord with his kamandalu. The Lord also burst the border of the universe, and also the Lord assumed the form of Ganga. Now he took back from his big universal form. He took his normal Vamanadeva form, his small dwarf form, and there was a puja. Agya Padya Madhuparka Achamaniya, all these different that we use every day for the worship. This was done by Brahma and by the great rulers of different planets, celestial planets. There was dancing and incense and lamps and fused rice. You know what fused rice is?
At the only time they sell it, like with the old shell that they pop it up, means including the covering.
Fused rice is what they call koi. In Bengali they call it ladja in Sanskrit. It means it's like popcorn, it's popped rice. Not puffed rice, but popped rice. And then, so that's considered auspicious for pujas. People, some ceremonies, you sprinkle that around. That's called fused as compared to popped. Pop means it keeps its round shape, fused like a popcorn. Like popcorn be fused corn. I don't know why they use the word fused, but doesn't make any sense to me. But anyway, so these are all auspicious things. Unbroken grains, that would be, unbroken grains would be like paddy and wheat and barley and so many. And then fruits, roots, sprouts. Sprouts are also considered auspicious. Interesting, because the naturalists say the sprouts have more vitamins and things. And they were chanting kirtan, shouting jai jai, dancing, playing instruments, singing, sounding conch shells, kettle drums. So like this, there was a big celebration. So they were also doing some kind of kirtan. And then finally that Jambavan, he was playing his bugle. He must be living a long time. He's in he also in Ramchandra's time. This is Satya Yuga. Probably still we never heard about his departure. So he's a very special personality. He has all this.
He had some wound from someone, or how he could live that way.
That's interesting.
He's one of the Saptasara Munis.
A curse. Why curse? Not considered curse. Everybody in the material world wants to live a long time. I don't consider that a curse. Some blessing. But from a spiritual point of view, you might think, can't go back to Godhead. But he's seeing the Lord's all incarnation. Personally associate with the Lord. So he's at the arti, blowing his bugle, chanting. It's a very special personality. The bear, like a bear. And his daughter is married to Krishna? Jambavati. He didn't, he's more a devotee of Ram. He didn't know that Krishna was the Lord. So Bali lost his, took his two steps, he took all his land, and now he's arrested by the Lord. Demons are very unhappy about that, but actually there's also the Lord showing some special mercy to Bali. Because in the end he gives him a planet greater than the heavenly planet, and he's his personal guard there. So they're having a vacation in Sutala. They don't have to worry about anything. There's also the two-way vacation for Bali and vacation for Indra. You don't have to worry about Bali. Because Bali was only, not so many people can defeat Indra. And Bali was one of the few who was able to do that. Because of doing Vishnu Yagya, Ravana did because of Shiva. He did worship Shiva. Did a lot of Shiva pujas. Don't know so much about what Ravana did to get all his powers, but we hear that he was different places. He was worshipping always Shiva. He wanted to take this one mantra, this one deity, who was, they call Atmalinga. Some special linga that's not different from Shiva, in a very high sense. So, but then, there were some conditions, and he didn't meet the conditions. So he tried to pull the linga by force, but he couldn't, but he was so strong that the linga actually got stretched out in the shape of a cow's ear. So that became known as Gokarna. In Karnataka, near the Goa border, there's a deity of Shiva called Gokarna, because the Shiva linga was actually excreted by Ravana's strength. But the wind didn't move. It became stretched out, Gokarna, like a cow's ear, but didn't move, still there. Then in Navadvip Parikrama, it also says that there was a Neel Rohita Shiva in Rudra Dweep. This was a special red, blue linga, which is so powerful that when Ravana worshipped that linga, he got all these powers to defeat the universe. So now, we don't know where that, we don't see that in Mayapur. It's just described by Bhaktivinoda Thakur that it's there somewhere. But maybe this he's too powerful. Some other demon will get the blessings. So like that. But here we see the whole universe, they're celebrating. And Brahma comes with all the universal. This was happening also in the time of, to some extent, in the time of the Pandavas, that when they had the Rajasuya, rishis and devas from other planets came and were attending as special guests. You know, here like in America, they have the World Cups. And but just the sporting people come. Maybe sometimes some VIPs, some national leader will come from some other place, but generally speaking, it's a local thing. But consider they had here some kind of an event that was so great that the leaders of other planets came. Here the leaders from all over the universe, including Brahma, came to show their respect to Vamanadeva, to congratulate him, to worship him. So the people, of course this was, seemed to be an Indraloka, but we don't have too much access there. But during the Pandavas' time, people, the general people, could see the residents of other planets, the leaders of other planets. That was how Prabhupada was illustrating that, human beings were so elevated at that time that they could hold this type of yagyas. But so now the devas, they don't come here to the earth planet. Even just to relieve, you know, like to pass urine or something, they don't come here. What's the point? People are so much degraded. But then when we have these big kirtans, sometimes devas, they actually attend the kirtans. He said once, Narada Muni came to the New York temple. I don't know which one. I mean, they've shifted around a few times. I had to see what year that was. He said it. So Nafo said he came to the New York temple, and he was observing the devotees, and he was very happy how they're all chanting and dancing. Yeah. Prabhupada was unhappy. We don't know that happened after, but actually, he had mentioned that he wanted his samadhi. His Puspa Samadhi on top of that building. I mean, how important that was to him. Somehow we didn't know about that. But because of that, this is a... 5 temples were established from that one. 3? I thought 5. The Lake Huntington. No, there may be 3 left.
The same deities, then they went to Baltimore. So Baltimore was not one part of that, but Lord Jagannath Bandar Subhadra,
there was the Brooklyn, there was the Tawako, there was Lake Huntington. Only 3, no, I thought there was 5. Three temples. Prabhupada was very proud. Now that building is, I heard, worth that. Once we sold it, it became very expensive. It was a big GBC, we had to go before Radha Govinda and apologize. But such personalities, we don't know who comes for these Rath Yatras and festivals, which universal personality, but we can't normally see them. If Narada Muni comes to the temple, probably sometimes we feel very ecstatic here. There may be some extraterrestrial, celestial being is there to watch the kirtan. But we're not able to see in the normal conditions. But when the Pandavas did this yagya, the people, everyone could see. There's Brahma, there's this one, there's that one. So it was such as... This is that kind of occasion. Now, I mean, maybe people didn't know who Vamanadeva was, but after he showed his universal form and covered the whole universe, then everybody knew that this is Vamanadeva. So then they came and worshipped him. And so Lord can come down in different forms. When Lord Chaitanya was here as a child, said Mother Sachi was sitting in her courtyard on the veranda, and Lord Gauranga, as a small child, was maybe like a toddler, 2 or 3 years old. He was probably 2. He was playing around, you know, a little crawling, a little walking, maybe less than 2 probably. And he was in the center. Then all of a sudden, that courtyard filled up with celestial beings, wearing armor, and some having more than one head, and different, really all different kinds of personalities, rulers from different planets. And she wanted to call her husband, and like, wow, what's going on here? But she couldn't make any noise. She was totally blocked off, and she couldn't move also. She was frozen. But she could see. So then they put a big Abhishek plate, table in the middle, golden with jewels, and put Lord Chaitanya on top. They performed Abhishek to the child. And when do babies start to walk?
1 year, 2 months, 1 year, and even 1 year also.
So he was just walking, no. So did a big Abhishek, did a puja. She says, well, what's going on? And then they took Lord Chaitanya off that asana, that table. And he was walking. He walked up on the veranda of the house. And as he's walking, although he didn't have any ankle bells on, but the ankle bell sound was coming, ting, ting, ting. Then he turned to the devas and said, and then he told them, you chant and dance. So they did a big kirtan, and they were chanting and dancing. And the Lord Chaitanya, then he started to also dance on the raised veranda. And my mother said, she said it was like too much. Like, boom, she fainted. Somehow when she fainted, Jagannath Mishra heard that. And he came out and found her unconscious and woke her up. So what happened? What's wrong? And then she saw her husband, started crying, and told him everything that happened. And then she looked around. There, little Nimai is playing in the courtyard, crawling around. And then she told all the things that happened. And is it a dream or did it really happen? And then Jagannath Mishra looked around. There was no sign of a big Abhishek or many people there. So that must be a dream, you know. And then while he's talking, but then they hear this ching, 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 ching. They look and they see Lord Chaitanya as a toddler. He's walking, and there's no ankle bells on his feet, but it's making that sound. So what do you think? It really happened?
Yes.
So they also had that kind of a worship for the Lord when he came down and did a big worship and puja and everything. So now somehow the Lord's been revealed, so all the universal leaders came and they're doing a big worship. Jambava and everybody. All this formal puja. So if the Lord, we want to receive the Lord in our heart, they had up and did a full, sounds like a description from our Archana Padati, Patya, Arga, everything. So that's interesting. So this was the system how they received the Lord with all these auspicious articles. But did it open at 7 or 7:15? So anyway, we can also try to receive the Lord in our heart, offer Him all the respect. So here, all the devas, you know, they're already happy. Lord's victory, Lord's great show. But the demons, the next verse of the demons, they're already unhappy. They thought that He cheated, Vishnu cheated our master, Bali. He was honest guy, he gave 3 steps and he cheated him, so. Anyway, yeah, it's not cheating. We don't want to fall into that like demonic kind of critical, negative mindset. The devas are showing us the true mindset. And Bali, he also accepted. He gave his word, he couldn't keep it. He finally put the 3rd step on his head. So that was... Yeah, by fully surrendering, he became Mahajana. He's actually glorified. So he's glorified, but the demons don't appreciate. They didn't ask him. He certainly wouldn't want them to attack. Everything was played by the rules. Very interesting pastime. Vamadeva actually gave more mercy to Bali. The mother of Indra wanted to get her son back in his position as the king. But compared, who got more mercy, Indra or Bali? Bali got more mercy, got association of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Any question? Well, we don't know whether Lord just to have some pastime put him in a little illusion so that keep teaching him a lot of lessons. If he didn't do the pastime in Vrindavan of all the rain, there wouldn't be Govardhan Leela. So just like Arjuna was a little bit put into some illusion so he could speak the Bhagavad Gita. We don't know whether it's just something spontaneous or Indra, a little bit help was given by Krishna through his illusory energy to had some pride and things there, so that made him humble. But generally he's always serving the Lord. But these devotees, the devas, are considered sakam bhaktas. They are not fully selfless devotees. They're having some desires. Of course, for them, what may be illicit for us, in their position, this soma ras is not considered like drinking wine or something. That actually burns away the bad karmas. It has some special quality. So some of the things they do are there, but heavenly planet means lots of enjoyment. So many people want to go to heaven and enjoy there, but that's the devotees that they're not interested in, the pure devotees. The Niskam Bhakta, they're not interested in going to heaven and enjoying. They want to serve Krishna eternally. So that's why the Niskam Bhaktas go back to Krishna. But Indra, he's there until the one is there for the whole life of Manu. There's also a lot of different Indras, not all the things in the Shastra like are the same Indra. They switch. But Indra, yeah, sometimes Indra has fallen into certain... More than that. He'll be... I heard that the Indra, same...
Same as
Manu? Not same, but same period. Because it said that during the two Indras from now... Manus from now, Bali will be the Indra. So from that I understood that his period is the same like the Manu. But I didn't ever see like an exact breakdown. But I saw that just become that, it seems that they say Indra of this Manu. They didn't say the first or second Indra, they always did. That was my assumption. You read anything where there's a change every four? I don't think every 4 yugas. Thank you all. I hope I didn't offend anybody.
No, it was so wonderful.
So nice to get all your association. So many nice devotees. Reconnected with some of the Silpa and a few others that are here serving. Glad that my disciples also doing puja.
Very happy, Maharaj. It was very open, like we don't eat alone.